Welcome to the No Sports Report, a production of iHeartRadio and Treefort Media. My name is Jensen Karp, and I'm a sports fan. Or I guess just a fan, because there are no sports. I even missed the Kentucky Derby. I've been trying to set up races between my dog and cat, putting treats at the end of a hallway and making bets on who gets the snack first. No one's giving me odds. It's actually pretty sad and is making both my pets super fat. So to focus on something else, I'm talking to athletes and sports industry professionals about what they're doing in quarantine, hoping to figure out if they miss competing as much as I miss watching it. This is the No Sports Report. David Dahl is no stranger to time off. Last year, he played only 100 games in a season where he was selected as an all-star in the first half, but missed most of the backstretch thanks to an ankle injury. And keep in mind, that was his healthiest season since he got called up in 2016 when he began his career with a 17-game hitting streak, tying a record in place for over 60 years. But yeah, then he got injured again. Not to mention the minor league collision that led to him having a spleen removed. What I'm saying is, don't stand next to David during a lightning storm. But 2020 is supposed to be his year. That is, if baseball still exists. He's in the best shape of his career, healthy and ready to finally experience an entire schedule and rumored to be Colorado's leadoff batter come opening day. His potential is off the charts. He just needs to get back out there and stay safe. We talk about his chill but focused schedule, his power broker sports agent wife, his weakened immune system, and his short yet memorable esports career. And full body shaving. This is my discussion with David Dahl on the No Sports Report.
Call from
David Dahl.
To accept, press 1. Press.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, man. I'm checking in, seeing where you are quarantined. Where are you at location-wise?
I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Okay. I have been to Scottsdale many a time. Very beautiful. You, by social media research, not that I'm a total creepo and know this exactly, I am assuming you are locked up with your wife, Jacqueline, and your dog, Rookie.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Now, what have you three been up to? Tell me what has been filling your time stuck at home.
Just, I've been working out, running, kind of doing, you know, stuff to stay ready in season, and then a lot of pool time, laying by the pool, swimming, playing with my dog, Rookie, and then some video games, just playing MLB The Show.
Right. Now, let me tell you, I've talked to many athletes so far on this podcast, and I already appreciate your tone. You sound a lot like me when I talk about what I'm doing. I go, I don't know, I'm sitting on a couch playing with my dog. I have a 10-month-old, sure, whatever. I go to the pool. Maybe I work out. I like your tone. Most athletes I talk to are like, I'm staying fit. I'm working out. I'm thinking baseball. Like, you seem to be living it up, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, just doing what I can. Really, I'm just trying to get as tan as possible.
Yes. See, this is my guy already, Dave Dahl. tell me what you have been doing to stay fit. I, myself, have pretty much thrown caution to the wind. I don't care, but I talk to athletes, and I sort of live vicariously through you guys. So tell me what a workout is like right now.
Yeah, so Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have a spot. It's one of my buddies. His dad played in the big leagues, Luis Gonzalez, for a long time.
Yeah.
And they have their own gym and like at their home. So they're letting me use it Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I go in by myself, work out, do what I need to do, run everything, and then I wipe down and clean everything that I use, and then I leave. Really don't see anyone. They're just, you know, I'm thankful I'm able to use their place. And then, there's a couple of days I'll go hit with one of my hitting coaches, and we have a cage where it's just us two. And So don't see anyone there either. So probably hitting 2 to 3 times a week, and then just trying to stay busy, stay in shape, and do whatever I can, so whenever we do get the call, I'll be ready.
It is baseball in a zombie land, I'll tell you. You did no talking to anyone, no pepper. Pepper's a done hobby. No one does that ever again.
Yeah, I don't normally play pepper, but yeah, I had to call my dad today, and I was just like, I am getting so bored. I'm over working out. I'm over just hitting in a cage. Like, you know, we're chomping at the bit to get going.
Absolutely. I can't imagine. I've talked to so many people through this podcast where, you know, you probably haven't stopped playing baseball for this long since what, junior high?
I've had some injuries, so I've had some long breaks in between. So I'm actually kind of used to having a little longer layoffs than a lot of people.
See, again, Dave Dahl, one of my people. Have you picked up any new hobbies during quarantine? Anything you didn't have as an interest before?
I've always played video games. Like it was more just playing MLB The Show or something. And it was more like, this was when I was younger, like creating myself and then just playing on like easy mode and just putting up like Hall of Fame type numbers.
Yes.
I'm playing a little more MLB The Show, trying to play online a little more. Actually, I did that MLB Players League tournament.
Yes.
I didn't do very well, so I'm practicing now to try to get better.
We will get to that. I did notice online on social media that you have picked up video editing mostly to make fun of yourself.
Yeah, I don't really know what I'm doing. I just think it's fun. I just kind of get videos and put them together. And I figured, you know, I made a highlight video of me hitting homers and stuff. And then some guy on Twitter, some tried to be smart with me, tell me to show all like my errors or something and called me like error boy. So I was like, all right, I'll go take five plays and I'll make a video for him. And I did it. And it was a success.
I was very much into your low lights video. I think more people should do it, but I do connect with you on that. I am bummed at myself that I haven't really grabbed on to like graphic design or video editing, two things that I wish I knew more about during this time. I didn't use it for like a renaissance.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I just like watching, I'm obsessed with like swings and hitting and watching hitting videos. So I'm always just trying to watch my good swings right now. Remember that I can hit, remember that I'm a good player. Like, you know, just trying to watch things that keep your confidence up and kind of make you happy. So that's what I was doing.
I have been watching, it's so crazy. I don't even like amusement parks, but for some reason I've been watching like worldwide amusement park videos and I've never had an interest for it, but I'm like in a YouTube hole of just remembering when we all got together in weird places.
That's stuff we'd kind of taken for granted. So now you look back and you're like, man, I miss those times. So
yeah,
it's definitely put a new perspective on everything.
Well, quickly, your wife is a superstar in sports marketing. She founded the 1UP marketing agency. She works with Pat Mahomes, Danny Amendola, which is a job that I assume doesn't even sleep during the pandemic. Is she still working from home? Is there any slowdown for someone like that?
Yeah, she's always worked from home. She's, you know, fortunate enough to have like a home office and she gets all her work done from home. The only thing that's really changed is she usually travels all the time. So obviously she can't travel, but right now it's still crazy for her. So she's working from probably 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every night, just a lot of different things going on that she can do. But this is where she's really good because she's super creative and can come up with different ways, ideas to do the marketing stuff without having to travel and being able to do it from home.
Are you bugging her? Like, let's go to the pool. What are you doing?
No, I try not to. Okay. Trust me. I get every once in a while, I get the like snap to turn the TV down. It's too loud or yeah.
I love that. Back in AA ball, you suffered a spleen laceration, which is a crazy baseball injury to have. You ended up deciding to have your spleen removed. And excuse me if this is a very dumb question, but when COVID-19 started, does that scare you because of your immune system?
Oh, hell yeah, it does. You know, I was trying at the beginning not to like panic about it, but you know, it's definitely something that I was like, okay, I gotta be super cautious. Gotta do everything the right way, you know? So it's something I gotta be smart with.
Yeah, that is. I've been thinking to myself, my son was born premature with this lung disorder. He's fine now. But we did have to call the doctor and we were like, is that a pre-existing condition? And his answer was quick, which is like, if he has it right now, absolutely. There's liquid in his lungs. And that changed everything. I mean, we became a bubble, you know, of a house for at least a month until we were sure there was no liquid there. So I assume you might move slower than others to get back to the market or whatever it is you have to do.
Yeah, definitely. Just I had talked to a lot of our trainers, doctors and everything just to make sure, you know, and they said, yeah, you with your immune system, you are a little more risk, but you are healthy, you are strong. So hopefully that helps you. And you really just got to be smart with everything you're doing. So I'm being very smart, staying at home, doing what I need to stay ready. But being smart is the main thing.
If you ask me, more pool time will help your spleen. I'm not a doctor, but...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm out there for hours, like hours and hours a day.
Great.
It's absurd how tan I'm getting right now.
That's my prescription. If we could talk about your minor league career for just a little minute more, I don't think there's been a player in history who's made more stops at ridiculous sounding teams. You were on the Tourists, the Modesto Nuts, the Rock Cats, the Yard Goats, and the Isotopes. That is an incredible array of names.
Yeah, that is. That's crazy. I never really thought of that.
Yeah, the Yard Goats. Honestly, I know the majors is obviously everyone's dream, but I'd be like, Yard Goats, I'm here to stay. Like, I'm staying here.
Yeah, that was the first year it was actually a team was when I was on there. We were actually on the road the whole season, so we're actually the Road Goats.
Again, can't get any better, and I didn't think it could. You are very rare, and you kind of mentioned it here, because you had already experienced playing with no fans. You've done it in the minors. You guys didn't have a home field, so tell us what that was like.
Yeah, we would play home games for a little while. We had to play in New Hampshire, and you know, they made it to where the gates were closed, no one could go in. It was more just like a few scouts, maybe a couple girlfriends in the stands. And it was tough to get pumped up for, but I mean, it's still baseball, so we were competing. So it was weird, though. It was weird that you could hear conversations in the dugout. You could hear, like, I don't know, it was an interesting time. So, I mean, if it's something we're going to have to do, it should be interesting.
Yeah, I do imagine the spattered applause, like the talent show from like elementary school. Just you can hear just a couple of like claps and then it's over. It's like home runs are probably quicker, keeping your head down. I mean, even the ninth inning, right? So the ninth inning is such a home field advantage. If it's a one run game or whatever it is, you really depend on that audience. Like, do you see it like neutralizing any of these teams and just sort of being about that game?
I mean, I don't know. It's just, I think it's just the teams that are going to win. If we play and have no fans, the teams that are going to win are the teams that, you know, can stay, you know, are motivated, stay upbeat, stay up and get up for the game. You know, that's going to be the hardest thing, but I think it's going to be a little easier because we haven't played baseball in so long. So everyone's just going to be pumped to go out there and play. And yeah, really it's more just like when the crowd and they're going crazy, it's that adrenaline you get that extra juice adrenaline. So that'll be different. You got to find other ways to get that adrenaline.
Great. Well, 2020 was really shaping up to be a big year for you. You were looking to complete your first full season coming off an all-star year, which is awesome, but it was cut short. Getting the Rocky center field spot, all huge for momentum. You know, the leadoff spot was being talked about, obviously. How does the postponement of the season mess with your rhythm in that kind of prospect for this year?
Yeah, I think, I've missed a ton of at-bats in my career, so it would have been nice to get this season going and get to playing and try to play as many games as possible and stay healthy and get all the at-bats I need. But I think, too, like I could be at a little advantage because I'm used to having some of these really long layoffs where I get hurt and I would miss 2-3 months, and then you know I go on a rehab assignment and bam, back in the big leagues and having to get right back in it. And I think being used to that and having done that before is going to help me whenever we do start.
Totally. Do you think that this time off, when you guys go back, do you think it's going to foster like a stronger relationship with your teammates in the clubhouse? Like once you guys get back together, have you all been like keeping in touch during this?
Yeah, we've all been keeping in touch. We jump on Zoom calls and with the coaches and stuff and kind of keep up, see how everyone's doing. And I definitely think it can bring us closer together because once we get back together, we're all going to be so excited to see each other. I think that in itself will play a big role. And, you know, really, I'm just ready to get back to playing baseball and seeing the guys and hanging. And yeah, got me missing it.
More with the Colorado Rockies, David Dahl, after this. Right now, Feeding America is working tirelessly to ensure our most vulnerable populations, like students who are out of school, the elderly, individuals whose jobs are impacted, and low-income families, continue to have access to food and other needed resources during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Feeding America Food Bank Network is committed to serving communities and people facing hunger in America, and their greatest need is donations and support of local food banks. This podcast is committed to donating a portion of the proceeds from the show to Feeding America, and we hope that you can join us in this effort too. Find out how you can help at feedingamerica.org/COVID-19. Now, here's the rest of my chat with the MLB All-Star, David Dahl. I realized when researching you, you celebrated a birthday in quarantine. My wife does it this week as well. I went to Target and bought just the saddest amount of cheap decorations to put around the house. It's just us and the kid. I wanted to see how you celebrated it.
Really, I just went to go work out and hit and hung out with my wife and ate good food. Yeah. So nothing crazy, just doing the same that I usually do.
Yeah, I feel bad about my wife's birthday. I don't know. I'm trying my hardest. I can't even really go get the gift I want. I'm just sort of like, here, happy birthday.
Yeah, it's tough situations. Maybe you just gotta, whenever we can go out, just go get her a gift.
That's true. I'll put an IOU in the card. I have spoken to a few players who partook in MLB The Show's Players League, but none who also retired from the game as soon as it ended. You did not make the playoff cut. 6-23. You then went on to Instagram the next day and announced your retirement. Tell me what happened.
Yeah, I went into it. I knew I didn't play too much, but I was confident that I could make the playoffs. And then once we got to play in, it was ugly. And, but I lost a lot of one-run games. A lot of things didn't go my way. Mm-hmm. It was definitely, I was frustrated and I wish I played better. So I decided to retire from video games for now. But there's a chance, you know, that I could come out of retirement if something were to happen, or, you know, if I get better when I'm practicing, we'll see.
How good was Joey Gallo?
Gallo was really good. I actually had a good game against him. It was 3-1 the last inning. He was up 3-1. It's our last inning. I got the bases loaded with two outs, and I got Story up there, and, you know, I ended up swinging at a ball and grounded out to end it. So I had a chance to walk him off. Oh. I think also Blake Snell, though, he was tough too. Like, he dominated me.
Yeah.
So my dad said he would watch both Twitch feeds just to see. And he said Snell was like calling the pitches and location where I was going to throw the ball before I even threw it. He beat me like 15-0 or something crazy. It was unbelievable.
He clearly deserved the win.
I just started throwing at all their guys. I was like, okay, I'm just going to start hitting them. And I got like two of my guys tossed out of the game.
Well, both Snell and Gallo, very good. Did you have experience, like, do you have other games that you're into? Is it mostly just sports and the show?
No, the only thing I really ever played in the past was, like, MLB The Show and, like, Madden, which is kind of the sports games. I'm not, like, a huge gamer or anything like that. It's more like I play during this downtime right now, or, you know, if I was hurt and sitting here in Arizona during the summer, I'd probably jump on MLB The Show and play my season out that way and just give myself some confidence.
I do want to push you in the direction of the Nintendo Switch. Okay. So you played PS4 and Xbox, and that's kind of for the intense gamers. That's for the, you know, the Gavin Luxes.
Mm-hmm.
The Nintendo Switch is for us just chilling in the pool, man. Animal Crossing, Mario Kart.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds more like me right there. A little Mario Kart. I could do that.
We usually end these interviews with something very positive to leave and then something very stupid. So let's start with the positive. Is there anything that you have seen society pick up, or even you in your house, something that you've taken on during quarantine that you hope sticks around once everything is lifted? For example, like, I went to pick up my wife's birthday stuff today to Target down the street. And, you know, we waited in the 6-foot line and all those things. And then when I got to the front, I realized they had put up these glass partitions in front of us, between us and the clerk. And that's obviously so that, you know, if we're sick, we don't cough on them or even just breathe on them. But I'm sort of like, you know what? I think the new protection that we have for these clerks or workers at places like Target, or you work at a supermarket, I am fine with doing as much as humanly possible to protect them.
Yeah.
I never thought of that before.
Yeah, I actually never thought of that either until you just said that. But I remember I was getting some allergy stuff because the allergies are really bad out here. So I was at the store, you know, in my mask and gloves and everything. And I was at CVS and they had that up. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
But I actually think that would be a good idea to, like, continue.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, you know, after all this is over, if people will stop, like, shaking hands or hugging, you know, like, when they're out in public or, like, seeing someone and, like, dapping them up, like, what's up, man?
Yeah.
I wonder if all that kind of stuff is going to stop. I wonder what we're going to go back to once this is done.
Yeah, listen, I have been vocal about it on the show already. I think hugging is gone, which I'm fine with. I don't even, other than family, I don't need to hug anyone.
Yeah.
And then I honestly think, I don't think we handshake again. I know that sounds insane, but I think we fist bump maybe, but at real life, like we can do just the head nod.
Maybe elbows, little elbows. Like, hey, I'm down for a head nod.
Good. See, there you go.
Well, I'm like, I don't like, I'm not a big, I don't like shaking people's hand because especially, you know, I can get sick like really easy with my not having a spleen. So I'm always like weird about shaking people's hands.
Yeah.
So that'll actually help me.
Listen, we can all learn a lot from Korean baseball, which will be starting very soon. We'll be able to watch it on ESPN. They just bow to each other.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to watch, you know, those games, see what they're doing and how it goes. Cause I think that can, you know, affect what we're going to end up doing. I'm excited. I hope we can start back soon.
Same. All right. Into the stupidity, some suggestions for you during the pandemic. I am super into what you're doing already, but I mean, listen, it gets late, gets dark, gets cold, can't go in the pool. So here are some things for during that time. I am not a coffee drinker, but something has been making the rounds online during the pandemic. It is a trendy drink to make at home, and I tried it. My wife made it for me, and it is delicious. Do you know about Dalgona coffee, or whip coffee?
No, I haven't heard of it. What is it?
Okay. Very easy Google search. It is a very Instagram-friendly type of coffee drink, but it's like, first, it originated in South Korea, and you make it with just instant coffee, sugar, and milk. It tastes to me like a coffee milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a recipe online how to make it with peanut butter.
Gotcha. That's the only thing is I'm trying to eat super clean and not go with a lot of sugar. So I'll have to do it on like a weekend, maybe have a cheat, then I can try it.
All right, good. Write it down. Everybody is looking for a new TV show to binge. With Tiger King and Ozark. We're running out of stuff. People have done those already.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a new HBO show, not a sponsor at all, but I will take their money if they want to. It is a show called Run. Have you heard about it yet?
Run? No, I haven't.
All right, good. It's a comedy thriller produced by Phoebe Waller-Bridge of Fleabag. Okay, so she made Fleabag, which everyone loved. And she collaborated with a woman named Vicky Jones, who she works with on all her shows. It stars Merritt Weaver and Dominic Gleeson. And I'm just going to read you the synopsis. Here it is. Ready?
Uh-huh.
All right. Ruby Richardson walks away from her ordinary life in the suburbs to revisit her past with a college boyfriend, Billy Johnson. The two made a pact 17 years earlier that if either one of them texted the word run to the other one and the other one replied with the same, they would drop everything and meet at Grand Central Terminal and travel across America together.
Interesting.
Great. This is great. First season, 7 episodes long, and they've released it on HBO. You can watch it on demand or whatever, but it's funny and it's kind of a thriller.
Well, that's good you gave us that, because we were actually last night looking for some shows, because we kind of already made our rounds through a bunch. We've been killing Netflix shows.
Yeah, so burning through them.
Trying to find something.
All right, HBO Run. Okay, lastly, I am known for giving out great business ideas on this podcast for athletes looking for maybe new lanes of income post-pandemic. I'm happy to announce that I have an entrepreneurial idea for you. Many small businesses have been hit by this virus, and one of them that was impacted the worst is the grooming and barbershop business. Okay. So no one can get haircuts. It's only possible in close quarters. You have to wonder what the future holds for these guys, people's wives and boyfriends and such cutting each other's hair. It's a total nightmare. When can they go back? We don't know. So once quarantine is lifted, whenever that is, hundreds of thousands of people are going to be looking for haircuts or beard trims or waxing or whatever. And I'm not sure there's going to be enough outlets for the demand. So I would like to introduce you to a new business. It's called Dave Dolls Shave Them All.
Okay.
Okay. You've sported amazing facial hair in your career. Okay. You're a good spokesperson. This is just a celebrity endorsed outlet to get shaved, full body options, sort of like, head to toe. Listen, I don't want to get into too much detail about, you know, what gets waxed or shaved or whatever, but it is a place you go to get fully shaved once the virus passes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I like that.
Okay, good.
And you want me and I should be the one like running it, huh?
Dave Dolls Shave Them All. Yeah. I mean, listen, open one in Colorado first. We'll see where it goes, but it's a good start.
Definitely. I do like that because I usually keep my beard pretty clean. Usually my hair is pretty clean, but I haven't touched it. I've got a little mini Charlie Blackman beard going.
Yeah.
I got a ways to go. I actually sent my buddy McMahon a picture a selfie of me with my like beard all crazy, and I go, tell Charlie I'm coming for him. And Chuck said, I got a long ways to go.
Yeah, you're gonna have to really grow a Bible beard at that point.
Yeah, and I don't think my wife will let me do that.
Right. She's working all the time. You could always sneak it in and then have to shave it later when she sees it.
True.
Dave Dahl, Shave 'Em All. I appreciate it. You talking to us, and I wish you guys the best of health, and send my love to Rookie, please.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that, and I will. Rookie's right here. He says hey.
The No Sports Report is produced and distributed by Treefort Media. The show is executive produced by Kelly Garner, Lisa Ammerman, and me, Jensen Carton. Our series producer is Matthew Kugler. Tom Monahan is our senior audio engineer and sound supervisor, with additional production help from Tim Schauer, June Rosen, and Haley Mandelberg, with production and editing by Jasper Leek. Our theme music is composed by Spielkus. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, please subscribe, rate us, and review us on Apple Podcasts. You have nothing else to do. Send it to your friends, tweet, share, post about it, do whatever you can. And please visit feedingamerica.org. And if you're able to make a donation, any amount will help make a difference. And you can learn more about other ways to help on their website. For more information on the No Sports Report, links to the socials, and for our show transcripts for the hearing impaired listeners, please go to treefort.fm. Be safe and be well. The No Sports Report is a production of iHeartRadio and Treefort Media. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.